stomachache, sister, quit eating green apples. I haven't, really and truly. I never had indigestion in my life.
Marvelous.
It's wonderful.
It's early.
I feel so thankful.
I know, you should be. I get it.
I don't. I never have had anything since I quit eating green apples when I was a kid.
You might say, she hardly got the news when she came right over to
tell you.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come. You might say, now if you don't come, I'm
gonna be mad.
And if you say, would you say, I will be mad or I shall be mad?
I will be mad.
If you're both, anytime you can, you might say to your neighbor, anytime you can come over, I'll be blank to see you.
Glad to see you.
Do you ever say proud?
Proud, no, I'd say glad.
Say glad, okay. you might say to a child who's misbehaving, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
You ever say, I'll take it you and spank you?
No.
You wouldn't say that, okay?
I don't ring a word. I don't remember to have ever said it.
If a young man liked a young lady a lot, he might, and he met her at a party, he might say to her after the party, when they're getting ready to leave, he might say, may I take
you home?
And if he decides he likes this girl and he wants to take her out a lot and they start dating a lot, what might you say they're doing? When a young man goes to see a young lady and takes her out?
Courting.
And you would say that she is his what?
Sweetheart. Girlfriend.
Okay. If the young man came home with lipstick on him one night, his mother might say, it looks like you've been
kissing the girl.
Okay. If he asked
Never did me. I never wore lipstick, the powder, the paint in my cheeks. I never did. And I had a clear complexion. I was brown. But look at them over there. Spots on me now.
You still got a clear complexion.
Well, it's not clear. It's got spots on it. But I never used powder. No paint. So I want to slap somebody when I see some old gray-headed woman with the cheeks all painted and the lips painted. I said, what in the name of goodness should anybody know you was old?
Well,
oh,
well, if this young man asked the girl to marry him and she doesn't want to, what might she say to him? What might you say that she did to him? If she told him that she would not marry him, you might say she did what to him?
She refused to marry him.
What do you call the man that stands up with the groom at a wedding?
Best man.
And what do you call the girl that stands up
maid
with the
groom? Maid of honor.
Okay, and what do you call the other girl?
Bridesmaid.
There's a name that, you know, after a wedding, we have a reception.
Reception.
Like that. Is there anything that you call that many years ago instead of a reception, where they really had a big party and they might be singing and dancing and having a really good time?
I don't know.
Was there any name that you ever called? You don't remember a name that you
I
used to call?
I don't remember. Reception's all I ever, that I can think of.
All right.
What else would they call?
Sometimes they call them a chivalry. Did you ever call it
that? I never heard of it. Did I didn't know what to talk about.
if you went to Jonesboro yesterday and you saw an old friend and you wanted to tell maybe your son that you saw an old friend, you might say, I saw her blank Jonesboro.
Saw her in Jonesboro.
Would you ever say, I saw her down in Jonesboro?
Well, yes, it is down.